Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Who doesn't love shopping at Target? Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. But wait, there's more. Now you've got a new way to save with Target Circle 360. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. For a 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I wanna kiss you more.
I am all in with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Welcome back.
Hey, everybody. Scott Patterson, Riley Palouse, Amy Sugarman for another pop culture minisode. I am all in podcast, iHeartRadio, 111 Productions. We're back.
Riley trying to do the.
And I'll tell you, a third of us here are banana eaters. And,
I know. I'm sorry. I'm going to mute because it's so gross to listen to somebody eat a banana.
It is.
Literally. Some people disgusting. Like that.
It really is.
They do because it's so gross.
Yeah. So
there's a whole channel devoted to it. You could be a star.
It sounds like it's that. Not surprising that there's a whole underground movement.
I've gone no carbs.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
I felt like I was a little puffy.
What? Are you working out? Are you doing your cardio? What's happening up there?
I mean, I always work out, and I was like becoming a fruititarian and a carbitarian.
Right.
So now I'm trying to like get it together.
Right.
Okay, so this is pop culture for episode 21, Lorelai's graduation day, and we're gonna jump right into it. First, we have Lorelai and Rory are walking to the mystery breakfast location. Lorelai says, "Hey, Tonto, when did you become older than me?" Tonto is an American partner of the Lone Ranger. He is from the Potawatomi tribe. His name means crazy one or the fool in Spanish, which is, I think, why Lorelai was referring to this as like
this is Tonto.
Mm-hmm.
This feels more historical to me, but continue.
Well, it's old. Yeah.
The Lone Ranger?
Yeah, an old show.
Is that a show? Or
that was when I was a little small baby.
Is Tonto a real person?
He was the Lone Ranger sidekick in the show.
Well, I know, but you know what? I just realized I'm an idiot.
Hi-oh, was, silver away.
I literally thought that was.
Remember that? Hi-oh, silver away.
Yeah, of course. Away. I know there was a show, but I think I thought it was based on a real person. So I'm an idiot. Well, I'm actually an idiot.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not an idiot. You're
being nice to yourself.
You're a substantial, intelligent woman. You have nothing to prove.
I just blurred television with real life.
It happens.
We all do it.
Yes. So The Lone Ranger premiered in January 1933 on Detroit radio station WXYZ.
What?
And then on
TV. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
You said 1933. I said I wasn't a kid. 1933.
But then radio, it was again on TV. Right. Sorry. Yeah, it was good on TV.
Well, and then remember there was like a really bad Johnny Depp movie?
Yes. Yeah. So it was a TV show played by, and he was played by Clayton Moore. Mm-hmm. He briefly left the show and was placed by John Hart. And then the film was remade in 2013, starring Johnny Depp as Tonto, and then Armie Hammer
tanked, right?
Yes, as Lone Ranger. And Johnny Depp was 2 hours late to the script read through because he wanted to be in full makeup for the in the costume for the studio production office, which
I feel respect, like, but
yeah, I feel like. Be fired, would you not? I guess Johnny
fired,
Depp.
Right?
No,
inspiring Johnny Depp
for being 2 hours late.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's how those stars are. They take their time. They don't go out there until they're ready.
Were you punctual?
Oh yeah.
Good question.
No, I was very punctual.
Was anyone on your set? You don't have to name them. Chronically late.
No. You couldn't be. I mean, there was just too much work to do.
Yeah, I would just mess up everything.
Well, we were all like, you know, a lot of us came out of the theater in New York, right? At varying levels. But we all had a work ethic.
Although, did you hear that story that Jared told very recently?
What?
About he like went out on a wild night and then a scene changed on Gilmore Girls.
Mm-hmm.
And he got called into work.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I don't want to mess it up. But he was basically like kind of out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Not prepared, and it was right. The wedding scene, his wedding. It's a funny story.
He had he had no dialogue though, so that was a blessing.
Funny story that he was just like, oh.
So the next one, I had to watch this scene like 10 times. I'm so confused on what this reference is for, and I looked, and I'm still confused. So maybe y'all can help me. Lorelai and Rory are walking to the mystery breakfast location. Lorelai says, "I don't know. Didn't they feed lead to our jumping frog or something? Oh yeah, right after they stoned the woman who won the lottery. See, so the boycott's legit." And then Lane runs up and says, "Hey, what's up?" Lorelai says, "Oh look, it's Michael Landon." So I get the Michael Landon part, which I'll talk about.
I'm sorry.
I don't get the first part.
Can you explain the Michael Landon part? I didn't get that when she said.
So
it.
The Michael.
So Keiko's Michael running Landon. Up and she says, "Oh, Michael Landon, what's going on there?"
So Lorelai calls Lane Michael because in Bonanza, little Joe was always asking his older brothers if they could wait for him. So she's like, wait, catching up to him.
Boy, that is an obscure reference.
Very obscure. I was like straight to Little House on the Prairie or maybe Highway to Heaven.
Oh, man.
I was going back to Bonanza.
Jeez.
So I got that part, but the
filmed
first
in
part.
Lake Tahoe near my house.
What was Bonanza?
Bonanza.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
Anyway. I don't know about that other thing was a mess. I don't know what
okay.
that was.
But so here's like what they are. Lorelai is referring to the jumping frog of Calaveras County, Mark Twain's first short story. He overheard the story in a bar. There's an annual fair, the Jumping Frog Jubilee, every year in May in the city. And then Rory's referring to the lottery by Shirley Jackson, Michael Landon, and then it goes on to Michael Landon. So I'm so confused on what the
maybe somebody
is
can help
not
us.
Not for
maybe
small minds to ponder.
Someone to
so
help
let's,
us.
Let's move on.
Yeah, we'll get help.
Really drawn that one. So let me know.
Someone will know that's listening, mm-hmm. and they will let us know.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. And vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy Getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Next up, Lane asks Lorelai if she can go bang on their pots and pans at their house because she needs right. practice. Lane says, thanks. I've almost nailed the fill in Ramble On, which we also mentioned.
Okay, right.
Yes. I just have to stop hitting my face with the sticks when I pull my arms back. Rory says John Bonham had the same problem. So we actually talked about Ramble On in the recap episode. This is one of Led Zeppelin's most enduring songs, but they never performed it live from start to finish until December 2007 when they came back together. But John's son, Jason, actually filled in on the drums for him, which is kind of cool.
Well, yeah, John died.
Mm-hmm. John Bonzo Bonham is considered many of the greatest drummer in rock history. Mm-hmm. He was a big fan of Wall's sausages.
What?
He was very devoted to them, and he actually had a whole stock with him on tour, but he would make the crew cook up the sausage for him. Huh. And then a middle school principal once wrote on Bonham's report card, he'll either be a dustman or a millionaire.
Mm. A what? A what or a
dustman.
What?
A dustman?
What's a dustman?
Collecting dust.
They clean dust.
What?
Like a janitor, maybe?
Okay. All right.
Next up, we have another music reference. Lorelai hates her books and she's ready to be done with school. Lorelai says, oh, Rory, my brain is full. It's reached capacity. It's Shea Stadium when the Beatles played. It's cramped and girls are screaming. And I think George is fighting with Ringo. Mm-hmm. So Shea Stadium is where the New York Mets play and seats over 57,000 people. The Beatles played the Shea Stadium in 1965. Over 55,000 people came to watch the groundbreaking concert, but it was, you know, completely dominated by the audience. There is a 50-minute documentary of the event called The Beatles at Shea Stadium, released in 1967. And Lorelei makes this reference because, like, the George and Ringo reference, because George actually had an affair with Ringo's wife, Maureen.
What?
Yeah. It began with George confessing his love for Maureen in front of Ringo and both the wives.
What?
Yes.
What? George did that to Ringo?
Yes.
What year? Do you know what year that happened?
Let me see what year
they were still obviously when they were still together. My God. And then, you know, Eric Clapton went after George Harrison's wife and got her. Yeah. I guess it comes around, man.
The wild world of rock and roll.
Jeez. Wow.
So 1973, former Beatles George Harrison began a brief affair with the wife of Ringo Starr.
73, they were broken up. They broke up in 70. So 3 years after they broke up, ooh, wow.
So there was just conflict.
Boy.
I know.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll for you. And the Beatles drummer Ringo's real name is Richard Starkey, mm-hmm. but given the Ringo nickname due to the fact that he wore numerous rings on.
Oh, I never knew that.
And then Star came from his time with the band Rory Storm in the Hurricanes, where he had his own featured slot called Star Time. So then he put it together of Ringo Starr.
Hmm.
Wow. That is something I did not know.
There you go. Next, when talking about having kids, Lorelei, this is a mouthful already. They're not going to stand in my way. That's for sure. I mean, I plan to have some, of course, but I'm just going to knock them out and have Nancy catch them and care for them. Make sure Mick Jagger doesn't come anywhere near them and then just return them when they're 21.
What were they trying to say about Mick Jagger, the writer?
Me too. I wondered that too when I was watching it.
That he likes the young girls. So,
there you go. You nailed it, Scott.
Is he the only rock and roll frontman that likes girls? Why was he singled out?
That was random.
Why was he singled? Was Steven Tyler any less enthusiastic?
That was random.
That was like the 60s and 70s was a different time. It was a time before AIDS.
But Mick Jagger, he has 8 kids with 5 women.
What?
Yeah. When I did some research, mm-hmm. there were all these stories about like what he would do to get groupies. Like he had an incentive program with his crew that he would pay them if he, like, with the groupies, if he slept with one of the groupies they brought, he would pay them like a
incentive. God, that's creepy. Allegedly.
They all do it or did it, and nobody does it anymore, but they all did it.
Yeah.
Everybody did it. Everybody. Do you think there are female artists that didn't do that with male groupies? Do you think it was not as prevalent?
Correct. But who am I? Allegedly.
The name of the pop culture episode, allegedly. A couple more facts about Mick Jagger. He's big into fitness. He runs 8 miles a day
and trains
6 days a week.
Yeah. He still run. He can't run 8 miles a day as a 78-year-old. Really?
You never know.
He still moves around like a kid. It's amazing. It's amazing.
He's real spry.
He is. Did you see the video that he released after his heart procedure a couple years ago? I mean,
I've seen the Rolling Stones live many times.
He's in his house just prancing around doing his dancing stuff. It's like, God darn, I couldn't do that.
Well, in 2016, you know, the hit Maroon 5, Moves Like Jagger.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, he didn't see a dime from that song. And he says it was very catchy, but it put a lot of pressure on him to nail his dance moves from then on. Wow.
Yeah, nobody moves like that guy. Jeez.
Good tidbits.
Nobody moves like that guy. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed.
From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Next, Jess and Rory are on the phone. Jess says, nothing much, just hanging out in the park mostly. Rory says, Central Park? Jess says, Washington Square Park, which, Scott, you mentioned in the recap that you lived nearby. Mm-hmm. Rory says, oh, it's cooler. Yes, it's where David Lee Roth got busted.
Oh, what was that? Okay, so it was blurry, and I was like, I think I know this, but what is it?
I got you. So David Lee Roth, the singer of Van Halen, he was among 25 people that got arrested on various drug charges in Washington Square Park during a police narcotics operation called Operation Doubleheader. Sting happened to be there, 1993.
Sting?
Oh, the Sting. I'm sorry. The Sting happened on 1993. David brought...
Sting didn't
sorry,
do this.
The Sting happened in 1993, and David bought a $10 bag of marijuana.
Listen, you know, that's the NYU's right there, so maybe a couple of dealers go down there and, you know, deal. Now it's like, you know, dealers took over. Man, Washington Square. Yeah, it's a little different than Central Park, right? But it's
a little different.
It's right there.
Other than that, David Lee Roth actually insured his little David for $1 million before going on tour.
Excuse me? His little David?
Now, when
David?
You say little David, are you talking about his
what are you trying to say?
His eggplant. Burp. I think she's saying his eggplant.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Is that what he did?
Yes.
He insured it. He got a policy.
Yes, he insured it. Yeah. And then in 2020, David actually changed his name from David Lee Roth to, he now wants us to call him David L. Roth or simply L. Roth.
What? Really?
Yeah. This is recent?
He posted on Instagram.
Whoa. Huh. That is.
Is he still singing and dancing? Still making records?
I don't think so.
Well, I will refer to him as L. Roth. There you go.
Wow.
The former, the musician formerly known as David Lee Roth.
Yes.
All right.
Next, Lorelai is talking about what she wants to do after the graduation. Lorelai says, hey, try to seat us next to a celebrity on the Concord, like Sting or Screech or someone.
Weirdly, Sting. Weird. We just were talking about Sting.
What? Which might have been my slip since I was thinking about Sting next.
Sting was it, but what she meant was the Sting operation, but then Sting got a shout out. I love
just
Sting.
Wanted us
poor
to
Screech.
Sing.
God rest his soul. Poor Screech.
So the Concorde was a supersonic plane that flew from New York to London or Paris to New York to Paris in just 4 hours. The plane operated from the 70s to 2003, but a major crash happened in 2000 and the company never really recovered from its bad publicity. But in 2001, Sting and dozens of other journalists and government officials were on the Concorde as part of a massive PR drive to restore confidence in the service.
Hmm.
But other than that, if you don't know, Sting is the lead singer of the band Police.
I love Sting.
Mm.
He got his nickname because of a black and yellow sweater he used to perform in. But his real name is Gordon.
Gordon Sumner, and his daughter is on the show. Don't tell me. It's about a train. The world freezes over.
It's a train. Day After Tomorrow?
Nope. It's on TBS right now.
Snowpiercer.
Thank you.
Sting's daughter is in that?
Yeah.
Huh.
Sting and Trudy's daughter.
Is Trudy producing Snowpiercer? Because she's a prolific producer.
Yeah.
She's a very good producer.
I don't think so. I think the daughter's just like a good actress. Mickey Sumner.
Okay.
I don't know if Trudy's the mom. Let me fact check that. But probably she is. Go ahead.
Well, they've been together forever. Who else could it be?
I don't want to misspeak.
Okay.
Lord knows I could have it wrong. I don't like to be wrong.
It wouldn't be the love child of L. Roth, would it?
And you got it right. That was amazing. But
sorry, Trudy.
Mickey
My
Sumner's
apologies to Sting
Trudy.
And Trudy. Sorry, God.
You, I move on. We got
move
it
on.
Right. Yeah, it's Trudy.
All right. So to final round out this pop culture. This one I thought was funny. Lorelai says, oh, well, as long as she's okay, I guess. Well, I should probably get to the gown back. Thanks for coming, Suk Marcus Schenkenberg.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were talking about Jackson
Suk. He was a
Suk.
Model, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah. So she was referring to Jackson as Marcus.
Back
he had
in
that
the
fancy
day.
Suit.
Back in
yeah,
the day.
Yeah, at the time, he was kind of like, famous.
He was like almost yes. like Fabio level.
Yeah, he was like very Cindy Crawford-y at the time.
He was actually just
famous. Famous
yes.
model.
Yeah, he was very like a famous model.
But now kids are like, who the hell is that?
Mark.
No one knows.
Well, I had to look him up and then I was like, ooh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he was like handsome, but now he's just a regular
dude. Oh, he was a drink of water, all right, that Marcus.
I'm not into his look.
No doubt about
but
it.
But I think there's a lot of ladies that probably are.
You think?
So, he was actually discovered on Venice Beach as he was rollerblading, and he originally wanted to be a huge basketball star. And then
did somebody skate him down? If he was skating, somebody had to go after him.
They were just running.
So the agent was running across the sand going, ow, 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 because the sand was so hot? Or
sir,
did they?
You're gorgeous, sir. Must have you.
Or did he strap on his blades and just like, tear down
he
the
just, yeah,
weirdly
to...
like not even listening because I'm totally doing a deep dive on his Instagram. And is there a picture of Cindy Crawford right with him?
Yeah, that's funny.
Kind of like artsy, modelly pictures. It's
Well, he actually dated Jessica Simpson,
Mariah
Carey, Nikki Hilton,
Pamela
Anderson.
Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa.
Wow, Marcus Schenkenberg.
Wow. Go, Marcus. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What does he do today? What is he still doing it today?
He's posting a lot of old modeling pictures.
Well.
Instagram.
Well.
I don't know what he does now. It says he's still a model.
Really? How old is he now?
50 something.
There you go. Yeah. Still fit and trim.
He does look fit and trim.
And coiffed.
He probably has no carbs.
Good for him.
Hi guys. Good times.
He does love bananas though.
He loves bananas.
Allegedly. That sounded bad.
Allegedly.
I was going off Amy's bananas, but it just came out wrong.
We should go.
So sorry.
Could we do a graphic of a banana on top of a pair of roller skates in Venice?
We should. Why not?
Bye, everybody. Okay. All right, everybody. That's it. We're going to sign off now. Thanks for downloading and stay safe. Best fans on the planet. We love you. Bye. Don't forget, follow us on Instagram at IAmAllInPodcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com. Oh, you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com. Grade one specialty coffee.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Who doesn't love shopping at Target? Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. But wait, there's more. Now you've got a new way to save with Target Circle 360. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.